We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning in Vav Amud Aleph, 12 lines from the bottom, Gufa. It says in the Gemara, we just learned, Gufa, that Rav Amar Kibbo Dov Lashon Hara. Dov was Makabo Lashon Hara. And the Gemara develops where that story Lashon Hara was. The Chassid, it says in a Pasuk, early on, that when Dov HaMelech became king, he wanted to mechabed the children of Yonason, who is the son of Shaul. He wanted to mechabed the family of Shaul with nice jobs in the government because he felt bad that he took away the Malchus, Pi Hashem, Pi HaNevius, but he wanted to give them covet. And there was one enikel named Pi Boishas, and Vayomer lo HaMelech, and he had an Eved named Tziva. That was the name of the Eved, Tziva. So Vayomer lo HaMelech, so the Melech asked, Dov HaMelech asked Tziva, Eifayhu, where is Mipi Baishas? Vayomer Tziva al HaMelech, Hinehu beis mocher ben Amiel, b'lo yidavar. He's by beis mocher ben Amiel, and he doesn't know anything, b'lo yidavar. He's Amoritz Daraisa. He's Mamash Amoritz. V'chziv, and the Pasuk says, V'yishach HaMelech, V'yicheu, David did not listen, was not Makabel. He went, he sent for him, V'yicheu, beis mocher ben Amiel, b'lo yidavar. It was Taka full of Torah, but Baishas was a huge Talmud Chacham. So really, Rav is Matmiya. Really, he knew, David HaMelech knew that Tziva was a liar. Mechti, Chazi de Shakrahu. He saw that Tziva, David HaMelech saw that Tziva was a liar. So why was Mekabel Lashon Hara a different time? Kehoda Alshin Elohim, later on when he said Lashon Hara Amit Pi Baishas, my time of Kibbutz, why in the world was David Mekabel from Tziva this Lashon Hara if he knew that he was a liar? What's the story where, according to Rav, he was Mekabel Lashon Hara? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, that when Dov HaMelech was running away from Avishalom, he was in a bad situation, and Tziva came from Yerushalayim and brought him a bunch of things, brought him chamayrim and food and drinks and everything. And he asked Tziva, where is Mipi Baishas? Where is your master Baishas? Why didn't he come also along to visit me and bring me stuff? So he answered that Mipi Baishas is waiting in Yerushalayim. He can't wait till you and Avishalom fight it out and get killed, and he'll get back his malucha, you know, that he thinks he deserves from, you know, he's a descendant of Shaul HaMelech. So basically he said that Mephibosheth does not like you, he's waiting for you to die, because he wants the Malchus. That's what Tziva said. And according to Rav, he was Mekabel Lashon Hara. Let's see the Pesukim, the Chsib. It says in the Pasuk, Vayomer HaMelech, he told Tziva, Va'ayi ben Adonecha, where is the son of your master? Where is Mephibosheth? Vayomer Tziva HaMelech, Hine Yoshev Yerushalayim, he's sitting in Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk says further, Ki an Omar, Hayoyim Yeshivalu is Beit Yisrael, as Malchus Avi. Klai Yisrael, give me back the Malchus of my father. This is Lashon Hara. How do you know David HaMelech was Makabel this Lashon Hara on Mipi Baishas? The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, V'ayoyimah HaMelech L'tziva, Hine L'lecha Koil Asher Mipi Baishas. I'm giving you all Mipi Baishas' property. V'ayoyimah L'tziva, Hishtachavesi, Emtze Chein, V'ayni Adoni HaMelech. And Tziva said, oh, thank you, David HaMelech. I can find Chein in your eyes. So you see clearly there's Makabel Lashon Hara on Mipi Baishas. And he said, I'm giving all his possessions to you, Tziva. So that's how Rav learns. Rav learned that he's Mekabel Lashon Hara. Meshmul Amanot, Loi Kibbo Dov Lashon Hara. He was never Mekabel Lashon Hara. And we'll see that the reason why when he heard the story, he said, oh, looks like you're right, so I'm giving you these Nechasim, only B'tanai that I see Taka at the end, that Mipi Baishas doesn't like me. And at the end, he saw Mipi Baishas said a few things that were wrong, and therefore, he saw Dvarim HaNikarim, and that's why he decided to give half to Tziva and half to Mipi Baishas. Because the story was at the end that Mipi Baishas, when he Taka won over Avishalom, and Avishalom died, he came back to Yerushalayim. So Mipi Baishas came out to greet him. But he came out, he was all in Avelis. He hadn't washed his feet in years, he hadn't shaved his mustache, and his begadim were dirty. And he came and greeted David HaMelech, and David HaMelech said, why didn't you come to greet me before? Why didn't you come? So he said, what do you mean? I told Tziva to hitch me up a chamar because I can't walk well. And he just ran off. And I was really, I loved you, I was waiting for you. That's what Baishas said. But we'll see in the exchange. And therefore he said, you know, I'm not sure now anymore. And he said, okay, half the possessions are for you and half the possessions are for Tziva. But Shmuel holds that he saw something when he met afterwards that maybe Tziva was right, and therefore it wasn't a Kabbalah Lashon Hara, it was a Chashash by the beginning, and Lamaisa at the end, he gave half and half because he saw Taka Dvarim HaNakarim. With Shmuel Amar, L'kibol Dov Lashon Hara, Dvarim HaNakarim Chazabe, he saw things that maybe made sense that Mipi Baishas was not with him. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Mipi Baishas ben Shaul, Yorad L'kras HaMelech, Mipi Baishas ben Shaul went, you know, to greet from David HaMelech when he came to Yerushalayim, the Kras HaMelech, le'oso raglov, le'oso svamoy, v'sbegodol v'kibes. His feet weren't washed, his mustache wasn't shaved, and his begodol weren't washed. Uksiv, and really the pshat was, Mephibosheth was doing this because he was in Vavelis that David was away. Uksiv says in the Pasuk, v'hi kibba Yerushalayim le'kras HaMelech, why didn't you come out when I was in Galus? Why didn't you come to greet me? My servant fooled me. I told him to please hitch me up a chamar and I'll go greet the melech. Keep your seach, avdecha, because I can't walk well. And tziva seloshen hara on your servant to you. Vadoni Amelach kemalach lekim vaseyatei vaynecha. You're like a malach. Kim, do what you want. Vayemel Amelach lama daboy dvaracha. Amarti ato vatziva dechalkos asada. I'm gonna say you and tziva split up the field. Vayemim beishal Amelach gamas lakol yikach. He can really take everything if he wants. Achri hashabba Adoni Amelach v'shalom beisay. I see you. You're back. You know, really, he could take everything. So that was the exchange between him and Beishas. Amaloi, so the Gemara says that what Mephibosheth really meant was like this: Ani emarti masi tovi b'shalom. I really wanted you to come back. I was waiting for you to come back. I was, you know, couldn't wait till you come back. V'ata az lekach, you're doing this to me, taking away my property. Lo yalecha yashli terumas. I don't tain on you. Ela misha aviyacha b'shalom. I've tain on the one who brought you back b'shalom. And this is what David HaMelech saw in Mephibosheth, that he wasn't so ayayay with him, and therefore there was a stickle taina with Mephibosheth, and that's the Dvarim Hanikarim. It wasn't Lashon Hara. Hainu Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Ben Yonison Meiriv Baal. It's calling Mephibosheth Meiriv Baal. He was fighting with his master. V'chi Meiriv Baal Shemai, V'lai Mephibosheth Shemai. Elo Matoich Sh'osam Riva and Bailov. Since he fought with Bailov, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by saying that, why did you bring him back with Shalom? Yotzeh Baskov Amraloi Natsa Bar Natsa. They called him a fighter, the son of a fighter, you know, the son of an argumental person. Not so hadamar. We know Mephibosheth is a not so because he told over the Melech, you know, why did Hashem bring you back? But bar not so, what does it mean bar not so? The chsiv, it says about Shaul, vayavi Shaul ad ir amalek vayore v'nochal. And what does that mean? Orem rav money, al iske nochal. When Hashem told Shaul HaMelech to go kill all the Malekim, he tainted like a Kavachayim. He said, Madach, we have something called the Egla Rufa, that if one person dies, we bring an Egla Rufa. Here you're telling me to kill a bunch of innocent people, you know, that's what Shaul was naming on, innocent people and Ketanim, I'm going to go kill them, and therefore he didn't kill all the Malekim. Because he argued Kavayacha with Hashem by making a Kavachayim from an Egla Rufa, which is brought in the Nachal Eson. That's all Iski Nachal. So just like Mephibosheth was fought with his Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shaul HaMelech already did that. He fought with the Kadosh Baruch Hu by saying, I don't want to kill Amalekim because it's a kavachem for Egla Arufa. Amar Rav Yudom Rav, B'shaw Shaul Madov Mephibosheth, Ato V'tziva D'chalku V'sasada, Rav Shitasi holds that it was a taina on David, they listened to Tziva HaMelech, to Tziva who's the Eved, and he gave away the Nechasim to Tziva. So v'shaw shom adavim v'beishes ato v'tziva dechalku sada, you and tziva would split up the fields. Yotze baskov v'omraloi rechavam v'yeravam. Rechavam was Shlomo HaMelech's son. Rechavam v'yeravam yechalku as a melucha. You'd have to split the melucha, split the kingdom. And that was a einish because he v'kabel lashon hara. Amrav Yehuda v'rav v'moli l'kibud lashon hara. If he wouldn't v'kabel lashon hara l'nechlu machas beis David, the kingdom based on would not have been split. Le'avdu Shaul v'Azara never would have done v'Azara, because when Yeravam ben Nevat became the king, he didn't want anyone to go up to Yerushalayim, because then they're going to see Rechavam sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's the real king. They're going to go after him. So Yeravam made two eagles, two agolim, one in Beis El and one in Dan. He made two eagles, and he made a v'Azara. So if not for splitting the Malchus, would not have been a v'Azara. So the whole Lashon Hara caused the splitting of the Malchus with David, and also caused the v'Azara. And then, if we wouldn't have done a v'Azara, like Gelinu Marat Seinu, we never would have gone to Galus. So the Gemara Vayit, continuing with the different Gedolim, who on the surface look like they did a chait. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmanim, Amar Rav Yonason, Kol Imrei Shloima Chata. Anyone says that Shloima did a v'Azara, ain't El Toya, it's a mistake. Shenem, the pasuk says, "V'loyhevav v'shalim m'Hashem elikav kelevav David aviv." Levav David aviv. His heart wasn't complete with Hashem like his father David. Kelevav David aviv would loyhaya. He wasn't like his father David, which was unbelievable. But mechta nami lechata, but still Shlomo HaMelech, a huge tzaddik, it was not chayta. Elamayim v'kayim heilern pshan the pasuk, it says, v'hila eis ziknas Shlomo, when Shlomo got older, noshav hitu es levavai, that his wives, and the end of the pasuk says, achreil himachayim, it says his wives, you know, made his heart go after Avodah Zarah. Ahi, k'rav nosan. That's like Rav Nosan. Rav Nosan, Rav Nosan has a kasha. K'siv says in the pasuk, v'hila eis ziknas Shlomo, noshav hitu es levavai, to go after Avodah Zarah. The other pasuk says Klavav David Aviv. He wasn't like Klavav David Aviv who'd like have a. But Michtan Al Mechot, he wasn't Chayte. So the Gemara, Hachi Kama. This is the answer to Stira. But he lays Zikna Shloimeh Nasha Hitu Shlavava. He lechas Achri Lemacherim. But v'loy halach. They tried to convince him to go after Elhim Achim, to go after Varezar, but he didn't go Lemaisa. V'achsev Oziv Neshloimeh Bama Lekmoy Shukutz Mayev. But it says in the pasuk that Shloimeh Hamelech built a bama for the Vezara called Kmoish. So Akhtamar should be Kishlevez Lebana. It says, Oz Yivne. Didn't build. He was going to build, but he didn't build the Maisa. El Miata, Yivne means he didn't build. El Miata, the Pasuk says that when Yeshua built the Mizbeach for Hashem, it says, Oz Yivne Yeshua Mizbeach for Hashem. You're also going to say, Bikish Livne, Shabikish Livne Lebana. You say he didn't build it. About he built the Mizbeach then. Ella, the Bana. Hachinami, the Bana. So how do you know he didn't build any bama for Varezara? You can't say Yivne, because Yivne is not a raya. We found by Yeshua, Yivne means Yitaka built it. El look at the time. Went to the bright, so Rabbi Yisi Yomer, Vesa bama is Asher Alpnei Yushalayim Asher Yamin Lahar Hamashchis, which is really Har Hazesim. The bama is on the right side of Har Hazesim. Asher Bono Shalayim Melch Yisrael, La Ashtar Yishukat Sudaydim. Said he built the Mizbeach for Varezara. Efter, Ba'asav le'biram. So this pasuk is talking about Yeshio HaMelech. When Yeshio HaMelech was a king, he's one of the last kings before Churban Beis HaMikdash, he destroyed all the Avodah Zarahs in the whole Yerushalayim and the whole Eretz Yisrael. And it says the bamas that are in Yerushalayim that Shlomo HaMelech built, he destroyed. Frank the Gemara, Efsha Ba'asav le'biram. There's a few kings before Yeshio would try to get rid of all the Avodah Zarah. Asa and Yehoshaphat. So Efsha ba Asa v'leibiram. Asa destroyed all of Yisrael. He did not destroy this Avodah Zarah in Har Hazesim, Yerushalayim. And Yehoshaphat v'leibiram. Yehoshaphat came and didn't destroy the Avodah Zarah in Yerushalayim. Asa ba Yeshio biram until Yeshio came and destroyed it. Like all Avodah Zarah Eretz Yisrael, Asa v'Yehoshaphat biram. Asa and Yehoshaphat destroyed every single Avodah Zarah in the whole Eretz Yisrael. Elamakesh Rishonim Terachroinim Ma'achroinim Loi Asu. Even though Yeshio did not really destroy all of the Zaras, a lot of them Asa and Yeshaphat did. Yeshio just finished it off, and still we consider Yeshio as the one who destroyed all the Avodah Zarah. So we call it. Same thing by Shlomo HaMelech. He wasn't the one who built these bombers in Har Mishcha. It was his wives. It was his wives that did it. But still, we are toiled in Shlomo HaMelech because he was not Meicha. But Ksiv Yas Shlomo HaRab Eina Hashem. He's saying he didn't build any bombers. He didn't do Avodah Zarah. So what does it mean? Vayas Shlomo HaRab Eina Hashem. The pasuk means like this. Al Breish Hoyler Limchis V'Nashav LeMicha. Since he should have been Meicha, he should have stopped his wives. They didn't stop them. Myla Kosov Kilu Chata. The Torah considers it Kilu. They did a Veira by building Avodah Zarah. It would have been better for that tzaddik, for Shlomo HaMelech, to work for Avodah Zarah, and it's better than doing this, because this, he was called a Rabbi in Hashem, and that he wasn't Meicha in his wives, he was called a Ra. It would have been better off if he just was Meshamish to work for Avodah Zarah, which he wouldn't be called Ra for that. When Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paroi, and these wives were wives who brought in Avodah Zarah, they brought in 1,000 type of instruments that they used for Avodah Zarah. This is what they play for a certain Avodah Zarah. And this is the song they play for different Avodah Zarah. And he did not stop her. When Shlomo HaMelech buried Bas Paroi, Yorod Gavriel the Malach came and not Kanav Yam. He took a stick and stuck it into the water, into the ocean. But all of by Sirtoin and sand came up because he stuck there in the water and displaced a bunch of sand. But love Nivna Krach Golos Roimi, and that was Rome. That island turned into Rome. The day that Yeravan brought two Egle Zav and made of a Zara, then we got some houses on this property called Rome. Nivne, Tzrif Echa, little house, Vizel, Italia Shalavan. That landed up being Italia Shalavan. Rashi says it's a city in Rome called Italia. The Rashash asked that there's a country called Italia, Italy. So, but either way, this is the where Rome and Italy and all the tsarists started from, was from when Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paroi, and when Yeravon brought the Shnei Egle Zav into Beis El Andon. So, the Gemara Vayta, talking about another tzaddik, the last one, Yeshio. Yeshio was the king at the end of Chor Beis HaMikdash, end of the Beis HaMikdash, Orma Shmuel Baruch Min Arvinson. It says in the pasuk about Yeshio that he had to do tshuva, so it means he did a chait. But kolayimre Yeshio chotay no l'toya. Anyone says that Yeshio did avera is just making a mistake. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, v'yasa yosher v'ena Hashem, v'yelech b'chol derech aviv, that Yeshio did the good things v'ena Hashem, and he went for all the ways of his father aviv. Elamayni mekayim chamoy lohel father of melech hashashav. Aye, it says in the pasuk there was no melech who did such a good tshuva like Yeshio, so it looks like he did averes. So tomorrow, what the tshuva that he did was like this: she called din shadon min ben shmoyne al shmoyne esrei hechziron lahem. Yeshio HaMelech became king when he was 8 years old, and till 18 years in his reign, so it must have been 26, he did not know about the Torah. There was such a bad matzav klal Yisrael; they did not know the Torah at that time until Chizkiyo HaKohen found the Torah in the base of Mikdash. And Yeshio learned the Torah. They found it open to the Teichacha. They got very scared. And Yeshio learned the Torah and did a major tshuva movement in the whole Eretz Yisrael like it never was before. And what did he do? Any din he paskin that he thought maybe paskin wrong, he gave back the money. Shema Torah Notlo Mezev Nosan Zev. Maybe he took the money from the person he gave it to and gave it to the other person, to the other defendant. No. He took it from his own money. Tamaloy Mar Mechol Ma'odoy. He took it from his own money. He gave his own money, and that was a major tshuva, and the whole chait was a misafik. Still, it was a major tshuva that Yeshayahu did. That's what Rabbi Yenison holds. O pligi de Rav, argues on Rav. The Amar Rav, ein lecha god about tshuva Yosef Yeshayahu v'dayre v'echa v'dayreinu. There's no bigger about tshuva than Yeshayahu, and in his dar and someone in our dar. And since we consider him from the biggest about tshuva, it must have been that he had done avera. It must have been. He did a real avera. He did a real avera. Umadu, who is this big Baal Tshuva in our dar? So the Gemara, it's Abba, who's Avua, the Rav Yirmi Abba. And some say, Varmula, Acha, Achu, the Abba, Avua, the Rav Yirmi Abba. It was Abba's brother, who's the father of Yirmi. The Amamar, Abba, Acha, Acha, Yava. Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef, Oy, the Acha, the Rav. There's not one in our dream who's a big Baal Tshuva. Umadu, Ukva, Bar Nechem, Reish Gulusa. Behind who they call him Nason the Tutsisa. On Rav Yosef, have a sibna of a pirka of a come down name. Chazor v'cham, I saw my dream to kapash yod of a kabbal. They were kabbal Ukvan's tshuva. Now, what was the story with Ukvan, who was called Nason the Tutsisa? There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin that says that Ukva saw Isha and he really, really wanted her and he got sick from it and she was Eshetish. Lamai said one day she had to borrow money from him and she came to her house. And she was masking the Strasser's law. But the Maisi was Kovish as Yitzroy, and he did not, he sent her away. He was not Mazana with her, and he got better. And he went to the Shuk, there was a Ner Doluk on his head. There was a fire lit on his head, and because of that, he's called Renosan Tzitzisa. And Rashi has Zim Shah, what Tzitzisa means, that the sparks came out to show from a Malach to show that his Tshuva was Makabal, or it means the Malach pulled him by his Tzitzis Rashi, by his hair, to show that his Tshuva was Makabal. And even though Al-Khari didn't really do Avera L'maisa, but still, I guess all the machshavas of the Avera needed a tshuva, and he was considered a very big Baal tshuva. But like upon him, Rav holds that Yeshio did do Averas, whatever it was, it's not for us what the Averas were, but he needed a big tshuva, and therefore he was a chayte at one point, and he did a tshuva according to Rav. Rav said he was never chayte, and the only thing that the tshuva was that he gave back the money that he passed in when he was younger.